Yesterday afternoon, we shot a video downtown at City Garden. And Cassidy, I asked her how she and Jerry's fourth anniversary was going.
Yeah, we spent the day packing boxes, which is not what everybody wants to do.
House.
Yeah,
so romantic.
Really thrilling, yeah.
They can be romantic, though. You know, like when you pack up everything and there's a box and then you just put like a sheet or a shirt over it with a little candlelight and then you have it. That could be romantic.
Oh, we should have done that.
Fantasyland,
wow.
Yeah.
That would
whatever.
Be cool.
Sorry, you cynics. I'm a hopeless romantic. What yeah. are you going to do?
Right.
So I asked Cassidy how it was going and she goes, well, I got a cake, but I have to tell you the story of why.
Yeah, I wanted a redo wedding cake because the only thing that went wrong at our wedding had to do with the cake, and it still kind of makes me laugh when I think about it. So
everybody needs a story like that, though. You always have to have the one. It's a good story.
Our wedding was perfect in every way except this cake. We said we didn't want it a traditional wedding. So, like, I walked down the aisle to a Katy Perry song, and then we walked back down the aisle to, like, a Jay-Z song. We
just, ring bearer was a mascot.
Yeah.
I thought you said you didn't want a traditional wedding.
Very non-traditional. We didn't do a garter toss. We didn't throw a bouquet. None of that stuff. So we did not want a wedding cake. That was, like, we were very firm on we do not want a wedding cake. We want a table filled with all kinds of desserts, like any kind of dessert you could think of. And we did. We had it. It was so awesome.
I like that you throw tradition to the side, but I couldn't get behind the no wedding cake thing. That's the best part.
Oh, we had cupcakes. We had Rice Krispie treats. We had like a chocolate fountain with fruit. It was amazing.
So yeah. That doesn't sound terrible.
Think about all the mediocre wedding cake you've had. It's not always good. We wanted people to enjoy. And they said it was the most fun wedding they'd ever been to. But all of a sudden, here we are, like, we did our first dance. My dad played the guitar and sang. It was so great. And then out of nowhere, here comes this wedding cake that just shows up. Our wedding planners bring it out. And I'm like, what the heck is this wedding cake? And they're like, it's time to cut the cake and do the like feeding each other cake thing. And I'm like, I don't want to do this. And they said, just do it. Your mother-in-law wants it. And I was like, okay.
Oh, so you're kidding.
It was sprung on us. So I'm like, well, who doesn't love cake? Okay, in the moment, I'm cool with it. Like, I can roll with it. So they start playing a song, and they're cutting this cake, and we're feeding it to each other. And I'll have to find the picture, but, like, the look on my face as my husband's putting the cake in my mouth, it's this horrible taste with the texture of, like, chewing sand.
Oh, God.
And we're like, oh, God, it's so bad. And so, like, we did it. Yay, smile for the people. We
and
go
then you
over.
Spit it out.
And we're like, to my mother-in-law, we're like, what is the deal with that cake? And she's like, oh, you weren't supposed to eat it. And we're like, what? And she's like, I just wanted a photo of you guys, like, pretending. Apparently, this cake had been made in Buffalo, New York by a bakery, had been put in a hot minivan, unrefrigerated, and had been driven down over multiple days. And this cake had been unrefrigerated for like a week.
You need like a hazmat crew to remove it.
And so we ate, we call it the sand cake because it had the texture of eating sand.
I was kind of hoping that it was like made out of
rotten,
like styrofoam.
Yeah, that's just a display cake.
So last night, the cake was much better. I made Jerry feed it to me. He was not too thrilled about it, but I was happy. So.
And that's all that matters. Yeah. That's all that matters.